Our next article takes us to Oxford, home of the prestigious Oxford University. The oldest university in the English-speaking world, Oxford is world famous. But if its reputation is well known, some of its history and more eccentric traditions are not. Here then are 10 things you should know about Britain's elite institution. Listen carefully, because at the end of the article, we'll be asking you 4 questions on the text.
1. It's not one place, but many. Oxford University is in fact 38 separate colleges. Together, they make up one of the world's top universities, ranked number 1 in the Times Higher Education Ranking of World Universities 2018. Each college has its own name, history, and academic specialties, but all are based in the city of Oxford. Balliol College, one of the oldest, has been there since 1263, while the most recent is only 10 years old. Some are large, with almost 1,000 students, while the most exclusive, All Souls College, currently has just 6 postgraduates in residence. The older colleges are all built like medieval monasteries, the students' rooms organized around a central quadrangle. Most colleges have church-like spires, giving the city its instantly recognizable skyline.
2. It's comic. For all the academic seriousness, the university is also renowned for its comedy group, the Oxford Review. The Review, along with the equivalent society at Cambridge University, known as the Footlights, has produced generations of Britain's best talents. The iconic Monty Python team, who were half Review, half Footlights, Mr. Bean's Rowan Atkinson, and innumerable writers, directors, and stand-up comedians.
3. It's Hogwarts School. Fans of the Harry Potter films are more familiar with Oxford than they realize. Although the exterior views of the magical Hogwarts were mostly digitally created, the interiors were often filmed at Oxford's Christ Church College, which dates from 1546. Its staircase and cloisters both featured in the early films, and its great dining hall was the original inspiration for the one in both the books and the movies.
4. It's a riot. Oxford has been a centre of teaching since 1096, but it really took off in 1167, when, for political reasons, the English king banned his subjects from studying in Paris. They relocated en masse to Oxford, which regretted their arrival. The students' bad behaviour resulted in tensions with the locals that frequently turned violent, with deaths on both sides. After one particularly nasty town and gown riot in 1209, a group of Oxford scholars decided to move to a town called Cambridge, home now to Britain's other great university and Oxford's historical rival. Things don't get violent these days, but Oxford students are still known for their loud and often messy celebrations.
5. It's mixed sex. Oxford's mixed-sex colleges are only surprising when you discover how recent it is that colleges admitted both sexes. For centuries, Oxford was an all-male preserve. In 1878, when women began studying there, the sexes were still segregated into different colleges. This began to change in the 1970s, but Oxford's colleges have only been entirely mixed since 2008.
6. It's political. Oxford has produced 27 British prime ministers to date, including the current one, Theresa May, and her predecessor, David Cameron. What they study is not so important as becoming part of the Oxford Union, a debating society that functions as an informal training ground for those planning a career in politics. Members of the Oxford Union master the art of public speaking and learn the rhetorical tricks that are so vital to politicians. Thankfully, Oxford is about much more than producing politicians. To date, it has produced 51 Nobel Prize winners as well.
7. It's intense. You don't get into Oxford without being academically exceptional, and the pressure doesn't stop once you get there. There are amphitheater lectures, but most students don't bother going because Oxford is a place where you are expected to teach yourself through reading and research. Each week, every student has a 2-hour session with their tutor, either alone or with just one or two other students. In these tutorials, the tutor's role is to challenge their ideas and thought processes. This quality of teaching is possible because there is one professor for every 11 students at the university. But it means that you can't get away with slacking off.
8. It's Alice's Wonderland. Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice in Wonderland, was an Oxford mathematics professor called Charles Dodgson, and Alice was the 10-year-old daughter of the Dean of Christ Church College. Many places and people around Oxford at the time inspired elements of the story, and these now form the basis of Alice tours of the city. For years, Dodgson denied he was the creator of Alice, thinking it would detract from his stature as a mathematician.
9. It's formal. Most of the time, students wear what they want, but at certain key moments, especially when they take their exams, they have to dress formally. This means a white shirt with a white bow tie, dark trousers or skirt, and an academic gown. In certain colleges, formal attire is also required in the dining hall, but it all adds to the generally Harry Potter atmosphere.
10. It's eccentric. Centuries of existence have left Oxford with some strange traditions. All of the older colleges have their share of eccentricities, but the strangest one of all takes place at All Souls, the university's most exclusive college. Once every century, this group of highly respected academics parade around the college behind a wooden duck, carried by the Lord Mallard, while singing the Mallard Song, something about a duck that was on the site when the college was built in 1437. Why they do this is a mystery. The once-in-a-century event last happened in 2001, so nobody has to embarrass themselves for another 83 years.
Did you understand? Answer these 4 questions. 1. True or false? Oxford University consists of many separate colleges.
True. The university is, in fact, made up of 38 separate colleges.
2. The great dining hall at Oxford's Christ Church College provided the inspiration for the dining hall in which series of books and films?
The answer is the Harry Potter books and films.
3. What is the name of Oxford University's renowned comedy group?
A. The Footlights. B. The Oxford Review. C. The Debating Society. The answer is B. The Oxford Review.
4. A period of study given by a university or college teacher to an individual or very small group is known as
A. A lecture. B. A deadline. C. A tutorial. The answer is C. A tutorial.